This is the centering prayer. Go ahead and settle into a comfortable position. Intentionally place yourself in the presence of God, in the center of His love. Choose a simple word, phrase, or verse from Scripture that expresses your desire for God. For example, love, peace, grace, Jesus, Great Shepherd. And let this word guard your attention. Take time to become quiet. It is not unusual for the first minutes to be filled with many noisy thoughts. Don't worry about them or pay attention to them. Let them go. Gently return your attention to the center of God's presence and love by repeating your word. When your thoughts wander, let them drop to the bottom of your mind. Don't go after them, and gently return to the presence of Christ through repeating your word. Let the word draw your attention back to Jesus. Be with Jesus. Listen. Be still. When distractions persist, let one of the following images help you return to Jesus. Imagine that God's river of life runs through you. Deep down, the river is calm and slow, but on the surface, there is rushing and debris. Imagine your distracting thoughts are part of the debris floating in the current. Don't try to capture these thoughts. Release them and let the river of God's life carry them away. Anytime you are distracted, let the distraction go with the river. Gently return to the presence of Christ with your prayer word. Imagine that you are sinking. Allow that to wash over you. Imagine that you are visiting a friend who lives on a very busy street. Because it is a warm day, the windows are open, and all the noise and bustle of life float into the room through the window. At times, you are conscious of sirens, or people talking, or children laughing. But your attention is devoted to your friend, and you do not let your mind follow the sound outside. As you meet with Jesus, acknowledge the noisy distractions that pull at your attention, but continually return to the moment with Jesus through your prayer word. Rest in the center of God's love. Trust that the Holy Spirit who abides in the depths of your spirit to connect you with God. And take several minutes to come out of prayer. Don't hurry. Breathe in the presence of Christ and offer yourself to God for the tasks awaiting you.
All right, now that we're in somewhat of a neutral headspace, I'd love to talk today about identity. From what I understand, you guys have already focused a lot on identity, and I know this can seem tedious, but I'm hoping that this is a nice change of pace from all the other identity teachings, podcasts, videos, or whatever you've been listening to. Think of this as like a part two. So we know that we're all God's children. Great. Now, what's after that? What is our role in the kingdom? You see, it goes deeper than just being a child of God. We look different. We act different. We have different passions, etc., etc. I have two brothers and three sisters, and we're all children of my dad, but we're wired differently. I hope you're starting to see my point. My question is this: what does Jesus call you? What is your role in the kingdom of God? I heard this story recently from someone about why some people think that there's tears in heaven, and I thought it was interesting. Imagine Jesus sitting at the Bema seat, and he says, "Bill Smith, my insurance salesman in the kingdom." And Bill Smith stands up and he's like, "Hey, I'm here, but I wasn't an insurance salesman." And Jesus says, "I know, you quit that job to go into full-time ministry, but I didn't actually ask you to do that. You did it because you felt guilty about something. But anyway, welcome." And then Jesus says, "Fred, who was my full-time worker in Indonesia." And Fred's like, "I didn't go to Indonesia." Jesus is like, "I know, Fred said, I had a really good job. Jesus is like, I know, but man, you would have been great in Indonesia. Anyway, that's okay. Come on in. The point of this story is to highlight that we play different roles. Even though we were all children of God, it manifests itself in different ways. Now I know at this time in our lives, college student or not, we're thinking and searching on what our calling is. We're trying to find our calling. But honestly, I don't think it's about finding anything. I think it's about learning and listening. Learning who you are and listening to God, because He will tell you what your role is. If we think about the word calling, it's not something that is found, it's actually something that's heard. You don't find a phone call. You find a phone and then you hear it ringing. If we think about the prophets, we have Samuel who was called audibly. We have Jeremiah who was called audibly. We even have Jesus after His baptism. Heaven opens and God says, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. The transfiguration on the mount, God says, this is my son, listen to him. We think about Saul who turned into Paul. It was an audible calling. So then the goal becomes listening and prayer, not searching out there. That being said, keep doing what you're doing. Keep seeking. Keep knocking, because the door will be opened. Seeking you will find, right? But what is listening to God? Well, listening begins with hearing, and hearing the voice of God is the free flow of thoughts that come when you fix your eyes on Jesus and ask Him a question. And test the spirits. Does what you hear bring you peace? Joy? Is it gentle? Is it accusatory? Does it make you feel anxious or guilty? I think if we analyze our thoughts, we'll be able to discern. So the question to ask isn't Jesus, what is my calling? It's Jesus, what do you call me? So with all of that said, let's go into a time of prayer, starting with confession, to expose the thoughts of our flesh and allow God to help redirect us to the truth. Confess all the things that you might say you believe when somebody asks you, but deep down, maybe you actually don't believe those things. Do you feel like even with the Holy Spirit, you're not enough? Confess that. Do you feel like God speaks to others, but He never speaks to you? Confess that. Confess to God how you feel about who you are, how you truly feel. Have that conversation with God, and when you get all of the doubt out and exposed, ask God. Say, this is what I call myself. All these things, all these lies that I've been believing, this is what I call myself. But Jesus, what do you call me? Meditate on this. This is a process. If you feel like you have an answer, take it to somebody in your community. Ask them, hey, I feel like the Lord told me this is my identity, and I really feel strong in my spirit that this is who I'm called to be. But this is confirmed in community. God gives us brothers and sisters in Christ, and He gives those brothers and sisters eyes to see Jesus in you, eyes to see the Holy Spirit working in you. And so you can ask those same brothers and sisters, can you confirm what God told me? This is how the body works. So we're going to give you a few minutes. We'll have some music playing for you. We're going to give you a few minutes to pray. If you feel like you need to pray even after the music stops, keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. God bless you guys.